Frost and Dr. Heinrich on the phone?
Yes, to be Ms. Frost, Dr. Heinrich.
I'm here.
Dr. Folkers and Mr. Bruner.
All right, so we are back in session and going to go down to section three, number three. This is a time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Cameron Folkers, DVN, in case number 2123. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given it in ARS 322234. Dr. Folkers, would you please state your name for the record?
Yes, this is Dr. Cameron Folkers.
And David Solitary, this is Dr. Folkers, attorney of record.
Thank you. Dr. Folkers, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, and placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license up for 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you'd like to present to the board, please do so now.
We have no additional materials beyond the March 23rd supplemental response that we submitted by email.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member to assign this matter to give a brief summary of the case. Then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Byrne, would you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. August 10, 2020, JR, an 8-year-old male miniature pincher, was presented to the respondent after being recently diagnosed with diabetes. The dog was hospitalized for diagnostics and treatment. On August 13th, 2020, the dog improved and was discharged. The next day, complainant expressed concerns with the dog's breathing. It was recommended to monitor the dog and have the dog evaluated if there was no improvement. On August 15th, 2020, the dog passed away.
Dr. Folkers, at this time I'd like to swear you in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you.
Dr. Folkers, we'd now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Okay. It's my understanding that the initial investigation committee issued a dismissal for the recommendation of the case. However, there was some concern on some fluid volumes that were administered. And I issued a supplemental statement that I'd like to read over. And if you have any questions after, I'll take those. So first of all, we kind of have our hospital records on a sheet that we color in, and we have all the medications, everything that you want to put on there. And then those treatments get transposed over onto medical records, which there was some transcribing error. So I'm going to read my statement. There's some confusion on the medical records for JR concerning possible reasons stay through his DKA treatment. And part of that was the total volume.
Can you stop for a second, Dr. Cameron?
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing. If you could just speak up a small amount, that would be very helpful.
Doctor, this is David Stoll. Just so you know, there's a court reporter here, so if you could just speak louder and a little slower, she would probably appreciate that.
Okay, sounds good. So there was some confusion on the fluids that were administered and sort of the total volume to be infused of 2 liters. Now, JR, when he was in the hospital, was on a maintenance rate and in total received about a liter of fluids during his 64 hours there. So if he did receive the 2 liters, that would be too big of a concern if he was on twice maintenance. But on the 11th of August at 6 p.m. is when he would switch to a new bag of fluids to change the additive, so he didn't have any dextrose in the bag. And at that time, he had received about 375 mLs of fluid total to be infused over the 26 hours that he was in the hospital. The next overnight nurse that came in took over JR's case and medical records, saw that he was switched to a new bag, and she mistakenly wrote down that JR had received 1,200 mLs instead of the, you know, around 300 mLs that he had received. So this was a recording error. And then there's another instance on 8/12 at 9 a.m. He was starting on another bag of fluids. It had a different, we were changed to additives in the bag. And the nurse saw that he was on bag 3, and instead of looking at the pump and seeing how much fluid he actually got, they saw that he was on a new bag and made another recording error and wrote that he had received 2,296 mLs. These were recording errors that have already been addressed with our nurses, and we talked to them with management, and we corrected their thought process as far as when you see a new bag number, it doesn't mean that they received that whole bag. JR was always on a maintenance dose of fluids while he was in the hospital at 16 mLs an hour, and that's calculated at 60 mLs per kilogram per day. It's documented 10 times in his medical record that he was maintained on this rate. And all hospitalized patients are on fluid pumps while they're in the hospital. And then when we round, all the doctors will look at the patient, make sure they don't have megapaw, make sure their fluid pumps look good, they have the labels on there with the additives, and we check their rates. So we do that twice a day with the doctors. We've consulted with all the nurses, confirmed that the fluid bags were wasted and that they did make recording mistakes. And our hospital has gone and I'll talk to all the nurses that do hospital and make sure that they don't make the same mistake. JR did not receive the 1 liter of fluid in a 12-hour period on August 11th. During his 64-hour stay in the hospital, he received approximately over 1 liter of fluid at the one-time maintenance rate. And I would expect that he did receive, you know, a whole liter of fluid over that 12-hour period. We would see signs on the 12th, not, you know, 3 days later. So I hope this clears up any confusions, and I can take any questions that you may have.
And I'd like to ask board members if you have any questions for Dr. Folkers.
Yeah, this is Dr. Byrne. I have a question just to clarify. So basically the fluid changes were made because of the additives that were put into the fluid, the bags you were administering, and the rate was constant?
Yes, the rate was always on 16 mLs an hour, and then with DKA treatment to get them regulated and get them kind of converted back from the metabolizing fats back to glucose, we have a DKA sheet that says, you know, if the blood glucose is at this level, we'll add dextrose, and so we add dextrose, but then when it gets to a point where I don't want dextrose in the bag, that's when I started them on a new bag with the half KCL, but no more dextrose in it.
And so if you make a switch, you just discard the remainder of that bag that was drawn up for that patient?
Exactly. We just waste it and get a whole new bag.
That was my main question.
Do any other board members have questions for Dr. Folkers?
This is Nikki Frost. I do have a question. So my question, looking at the medical records, I don't see any examination on the patient during the 60 plus hours of hospitalization. Where is that documented as far as changes in orders that you're stating for changes in additives to the fluids, discontinuing or starting new additives?
Yeah, so like I said, the medical notes are kind of transcribed from our treatment sheet that should also be added on there. Just by starting on the new, it would be something where we talked to the nurses and I would let them know during rounds that we want to switch them. And I would handwrite in there, you know, dextrose like I did on 8/11, and then they wrote like a new bag at 6 p.m.
Do we have those sheets, Dr. Folkers? I am not seeing them in the submitted medical records.
I believe so. It was reported after we had sent in the original medical records. And then all animals get TPR at least once a day, and then they get evaluated by a doctor at least once a day, if not more, and then call the owner once a day, go over treatment plans and how the patient's doing. And there's an example on 8/11 where I noted that patient is EAR, more bright and alert than yesterday. BG is gained within 200, ISAT improved. Ketones only have one clutch, and its pH should improve. So that's kind of a typical exam.
And what page is that, Dr. Folker?
It's on the medical notes. That's probably on the second page of the medical notes on 8/11 at 1 p.m.
So that's just an assessment. There's no physical exam documented?
It doesn't, unless anything's changed, it's not written in there. But the TPR and everything is, you know, at 6 a.m. they get a TPR and they get in the brain. And everything like that, pain score.
Okay. And my other concern, Dr. Folkers, was the out. There was little to no out documented. It says no BM, no urination in many entries, but the total out doesn't even come close to what would have been expected to be produced by either number that was documented in the record for total in.
Yeah, definitely. Looks like, you know, urinated when he came in 100 ml, and then the next time he took him out, 50 ml. I don't see documented on the 11. And then instead of some of the nurses, they just put a plus, and they didn't document, you know, they put plus for urination, but they didn't document how much it came out. And then at 4 a.m., you know, they wrote 30 ml. So, probably not the most accurate, but you know, he was urine. It's not like he was urine. He might not have had a bowel movement when he was here, but he was urine.
And I'm guessing you had read the complaint from the complainant, and he was stating that the dog's respiration, it wasn't that late, 3 days later that he picked up the dog in that condition.
Yeah, no, JR was a body score, like he's an 8 out of 9, maybe 9 out of 9, so he's overweight. And DKA can cause a tachypnea and cause mild respiration. So he kind of had like an increased respiratory rate that I documented in his initial medical exam. But nothing like the video that he sent us a couple days later where JR appeared to be in pretty severe respiratory distress. The second I saw that video, I said, oh no, that's not right. He needs to get into a veterinary hospital right away. And so that's where our manager had talked to him about, you know, coming in right away. But it sounded like he was down in Phoenix, and if he could get somewhere down there as soon as possible, that was our recommendation. But the way he's breathing on that video, he's never breathed like had a breathing episode like that while he was here in the hospital.
And Dr. Folkers, do you keep those treatment sheets that you were stating have the actual fluid documentation, the rates, and the orders?
Yeah, and then the rate, the fluid rate is documented 10 times in the actual medical records that you guys have in there. But it's at that 16 mLs an hour, and then they're always on fluid pumps in that day at least twice a day. You know, we have nurses on the patients all day. So on that.
No, I was asking if you have, sorry, Dr. Forbes, I was asking if you have those two, because those are not supplied in the records that we have.
I do have them. I think David stole them to be emailed to you. I was pretty sure that you sent them in, so I don't know if they did get included or not, but I know in the last time I spoke to you over the phone that I was pretty sure they were sent in. And then, yeah, it's like on the, it says the fluid rate, it says it's high, so he was on NACL, which is normal too. 8 mLs an hour with KCL of 20 MEQ per liter. And we added dextrose. I'm just reading from the sheet that I have. We added dextrose for the DK sheet.
Any other board members have questions for Dr. Folkers? Seeing none, we'll now hear from the complainant. Would you please state your name for the record?
Yeah, Miles H. Bruner.
Thank you. And I'm going to swear you in now. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay, and you are the complainant in this case, is that correct?
Yes.
We have read the materials you provided, and you may address the board.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Miles Bruner. I'm just kind of, I'm a truck driver, and I had my dog for 8 years, but excuse me. I believe the doctor did what, you know, he's telling me every day on the phone. It just sounds like, you know, all this, excuse me, I can't on the top, but, but yeah, that's, I don't really blame him, but it sounds like it was.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. This is the court reporter. Can you try to speak a little bit louder for me?
Okay.
Please? Thank you.
It just sounded like it was some misunderstanding on the nurses, maybe, for it, that they didn't carry out all his orders or whatever. Oh, I don't know. I can't. I'm just a truck driver, so I don't know. I know my dog, but, you know, compared to what he had told me, you know, every day. So, you know, I'm thinking my dog was, But y'all have heard enough. I'm coming to this. I'm tired. I can't even, I know he's just a dog to y'all, but shit. My dog lives every day, every day. But I think the board and the doctor, it just sounds like, you know, just this communication is, it's hard. My dog is kind of got a bad end of the deal, you know, but it is what it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any board members have questions for the complainant? I'm not seeing any.
I have a question, which I guess I need to ask
through
you. This may have been lost by the court reporter, but my question is, did you just, during your discussion just now, and I want to make sure I heard you correctly, did you say, I don't blame him, the doctor?
No, because I mean, it sounds like, you know, he did his job. You know, it sounded like he wasn't carried out, but because, you know, he did call me every day. And you know, that's what kept my hopes up. Because, you know, I don't know nothing about veterinary. All I know is what somebody tell me. And then when they did tell me to get him somewhere else, you know, I'm backed up against a doc. I just can't pull off and go to a, you know, veterinary because he just came from there that night. So that's when she asked me to send him a video, and she asked me, could I get him there? Well, I was gonna try to get him back up from Phoenix, Flagstaff, but he never made it.
Thank you, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other board members? Board members have any questions? Not seeing any, nobody on the phone? Okay, so Dr. Folkers, do you or your legal counsel have any additional remarks, questions that you would like to ask?
I just have a couple brief comments. I think we've addressed the confusion surrounding the fluid, the total amount of fluids that were administered. I also want to point out that to the extent there are any minor record-keeping violations, none of the record-keeping concerns affected the diagnosis or care of the animal, and those could be treated if the board's inclined to take action on those pursuant to 32 ARS 32 22 33. Also, I wanted on the record that Dr. Folkers is not the responsible veterinarian for this practice. Doctor, do you have anything else you wish to add?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any more questions from board members? I'm not seeing any. So this concludes a portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. And Dr. Byrne, you're leading us.
Yeah, so I guess a lot of the questions I had that arose during our last initial investigation, I didn't even, to be honest, even pick up on the number of fluid bags. So I went back and looked through it and then looked at the invoice. I think Ms. Frost picked up on that. I guess the problem that I have is that maybe I need some help with this guidance. I'm having a hard time piecing together the fluid rates, the amount of fluids that were administered. The dog was discharged on the 13th of August with his demise on the 15th of August. I guess I don't know that I can connect those two. So the explanation for the dumping the bags every time you made a change in the additives makes sense. It would be more clear and more easy for us to follow that initially. I think it was recorded a little more clearly. So I guess that's my main concern. You had to piece it together.
Any other board members have anything to add?
Yes, I have a question. Maybe Dr. Byrne can clarify. When a bag is partially used, if an additive has been added to that bag and it's disposed of before it's emptied into the patient, does that ever, did that occur in this case that you saw? When you talk about bags being changed for new additives, were there additives in the old bag that the full dosage wasn't administered?
Additives is added to the bag, and then it's calculated usually on a constant rate. So they're getting, it's like it's dispersed evenly through the bag. So you're getting the rate at the
concentration level. So it's not like you have to get the whole bag to get your appropriate dose.
Got to get a full dose. It's the concentration. Thank you.
My point being, it might not be uncommon for you to make multiple bag changes as you adjust the additives to your therapy.
Thank you.
But had it been noted, it might have made it more clear.
Sometimes abbreviations are not a good thing. Any other discussion? Chair would entertain a motion.
So I guess I'll make a motion to issue a letter of concern for the clarification of the completeness of the medical records.
Second that.
Motion on the floor and a second to issue a letter of concern in case 2123. Is there any further discussion? Then let's do a roll call vote. The motion on the floor is to dismiss this case and issue a letter of concern. Do we have a second? No further discussion, do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Crager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Nay.
Dr. Heinrich?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, so a motion, the board has voted to dismiss case 2123 to issue a letter of concern. This concludes this matter. Dr. Folkers, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you everybody for participating here in person and on the phone. Thank you.
Thank you.